Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very good to have you with us. Thank you for being here. You may have heard the president in the last week or so has made a couple of different references to the border crisis, and he's used these words. It's a joke. He has deemed the people that are concerned about it as being unserious. And this is just part of the further, I think, gaslighting that the president is trying to pull over people's eyes and brains, hoping that they won't pay attention. Here to respond is Tommy Pigott of the RNC. He is, in fact, the leader of their rapid response at the GOP. And, Tommy, it's one thing for president to have a differing view of his political opponents and their priorities. That happens in every election cycle. It's another thing to insult the other side and to continually demean them by saying the things that are important are, in fact, not important, or saying that whatever they're concerned about actually doesn't even exist. What's your thought on this?
Well, I think it's part and parcel with what Biden has done on the border crisis, which is ignore it, diminish it, insult Americans that are suffering under it. It's just one failure after another. I think one stat that came out to me that really stood out to me was that Joe Biden last year on October 21st, 2021, said that he hasn't visited the border because he hasn't had a lot of time to visit the border. He has spent 142 days on vacation since then. 142 days. So instead of going to the border, instead of actually visiting with people suffering under his policies, he wants to demean them. He wants to go to the Delaware shoreline. He wants to go to Martha's Vineyard. He wants to go to these other places that he cares about a heck of a lot more than border communities.
So it's one thing if you just had border problems. It's another thing if those border problems were allowing in terrorists, if they were allowing in gang members, if they were allowing in those that would be bringing fentanyl with them, those that would be bringing human trafficking and allowing 50 people to die in the back of in the bed of a box truck. It would be one thing if there were serious concerns about the border, but that the border was the only real thing at stake there. This is so much bigger than that. And when you couple that with the idea that this last week he scrambles his cabinet, pulls them all together once some migrants hit the ground in Martha's Vineyard, but didn't have any concern at all about the five things I just listed. And though every one of those were a much greater emergency than 50 migrants landing on Martha's Vineyard.
That's exactly right. Just since Joe Biden has taken office, 850,000 illegal immigrants have crossed the border and escaped into the United States. That's beyond those that have been encountered. That's beyond those that have been apprehended. Those are just illegal immigrants that we know about that have crossed the border and escaped into this country. And like you mentioned, we know that there are criminal elements trying to enter this country. We know that terrorists have been caught at the border at a rate five times greater than the last 5 years combined. We know that fentanyl is coming over this border. We know that enough lethal doses have been seized for 500 million lethal doses have been seized at the border just in August. And experts say that indicates even more fentanyl is coming into communities. I mean, you mentioned the fact that migrants are dying making this trip. It's just on issue after issue. Biden's border policy is hurting American communities. It's hurting migrants. It's really inhumane what he is doing. It's completely inhumane. And one of the worst parts is that it's avoidable. if he had actually not reversed Trump's border policies, this would not have happened. We know what works, and what works is securing the border. That's one of the most tragic things about this, is that every single one of these catastrophes is entirely avoidable.
The response to that has been on their side to claim that it was Trump who was inhumane, that it's Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott who are now inhumane. In fact, Gavin Newsom, who used to have a policy almost identical to this when he was mayor of San Francisco, he actually asked the Justice Department to go arrest Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis.
For the life of me, I cannot think of why they think it's more humane to encourage people to make the dangerous trip to the border, and then when they get to the border, have them shelter under a bridge because there's not enough space. Why that is more humane than sending them to the richest zip code in the entire country, or one of them in Martha's Vineyard. I mean, that is just so mind-boggling to me. And I think it's important to stress, they try to claim that the reason why it's inhumane to send, or for illegal immigrants to go voluntarily even to Martha's Vineyard, is because they don't have the infrastructure there. There's not a single town, not a single city that has the infrastructure to handle 4.4 million illegal immigrants, which is the total that have crossed the border since Biden took office, counting those gotaways. 4.4 million. Not a single city, not a single town has that infrastructure. But what Biden has been doing for so long has been focusing and concentrating this problem by dropping illegal immigrants in towns and cities with populations often with less than 2,000 people, and then just completely ignoring it. And not a single Democrat cared, because they're complete hypocrites. They only care about their ritzy vacation spots, not about the real devastating impacts of this border crisis.
Yeah, and if they, I thought Ron DeSantis put it well, if they were really concerned, Martha's Vineyard got a little taste of being a sanctuary haven. They got a little taste of what that southern border of Arizona deals with in its lower 30 miles. Like, it's no man's land down there because it's so lawless. Anyway, Tommy Pigott of the RNC, we appreciate your time and analysis. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.